Howdy guys, Jimmy Song here. In this video, I'm going to talk about the three skills essential to a programmer. Now, I'm going to make this analogy over and over again, but oftentimes learning to be a programmer requires certain skills, much like a basketball player needs to learn certain skills as well. Now, there's a whole variety of different types of jobs in programming. You could be a web application developer, you could be a database programmer, you could be somebody that does DevOps and does a lot of scripting or creating a Docker container for a certain reason or something like that. But all of them have something in common, much like basketball players have something in common. You don't have to be a point guard or center or wing or something like that. There's a lot of different roles, but these are common to all of them. So the first skill that you're going to need is like dribbling in basketball. You need to know at least one programming language. This is something that almost everyone needs in some capacity. And this could be as simple as like bash scripting, or I mean, it's not really that simple, but it could be on that level, very OS. It could be like a scripting language, Perl, Python, something like that. It could be more lower level like C or Go or something like that. There's a lot of different languages, but you need to know at least one so that you can make the computer do what you need to. Now, a second skill that all programmers need is some way to navigate a lot of stuff, right? And this would be kind of like shooting in basketball. You need a way to get stuff done. And that means that you need to know some sort of an editor or some sort of, IDE or something like that. Oftentimes, a lot of people like Emacs or Vim. I guess that's more old school than some of the newer type stuff. But depending on what kind of programming you're doing, this is going to vary. So if you're a game programmer, you're often going to use some sort of an IDE that's completely integrated, and you run everything through that. But oftentimes you are also doing like, something that doesn't have an IDE and that needs to be constantly monitored and so on. So, that could be a lot of different things. So, depending on what it is, you need to know sort of the tools around it. A hook shot by a center is not going to be the same form as, somebody shooting a three-pointer, a point guard shooting a three-pointer. So, the tools that you use might vary depending on that, but you need to know at least one of them, preferably more than one if you want to do more than one thing. The last skill that you need is kind of an overlooked one, but this is kind of like defense in basketball. Everyone likes to dribble and shoot. Very few people like to play defense, but it is literally half the game. And in programming, this would be something like thinking from an adversarial perspective. And there are two tools that really help in that regard. The first one is code reviews, right? Like have somebody review your code. And this oftentimes requires some sort of a bribe to somebody else, because coders actually like to code and they don't actually like to read very much. As they say, writing code is a lot more fun than reading it. But reading code can be good for the person that's reading it and good for you who's coding it, because you'll get through a lot of flaws that you didn't see before. So the last part of this is actually doing some sort of unit testing. And this is sort of like practicing certain defensive moves in basketball. It's making sure that a certain type of thing doesn't happen to you. And this is very, very important for making sure that your application is secure and so on. So, these are the main three things that you need, the skills to develop as you, go on your journey to be a programmer. Even if you've been in it for a long time, you might have some flaws in one of these parts of your game. So, improving it is well worth your while. So that again is learning some sort of a programming language, some sort of editor or environment, plus command line that you need to know, and working on defense, that is doing some sort of coding, code review, or some lot of unit tests and so on. All of these things will help you, and I hope that helps you. This song is done.